Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
IP to the big three is what we've been playing with. I keep looking at ways to sort of remove the money from my brain. It's funny to me. I find this funny. It's funny.
I'll be the judge of that.
Well, not funny, like ha-ha.
Okay. Like a clown?
No, not funny like a clown. Funny like interesting. You know what I mean?
Quirky.
Right.
Strange.
It's interesting how many people, because I've gotten this email, I've gotten this text, I've been in this conversation, out of the building, from Warrior fans all over the city. No way in hell I'm paying Clay $25 a year. I pay him $20. I'm like, you don't need to pay him anything.
Right.
Why does that matter to you so much? And I know the number one answer. The answer is, well, that would prevent him from doing something else.
Cost prohibitive.
But what if it doesn't? You don't know what it would or would not prevent them from doing. $5 million total on next year's number is not going to make or break the Warriors from being the 2 seed versus the 11 seed. It's not.
It might.
It's not.
It might if it keeps them from going above the luxury tax and getting another player.
Bobby said to us, if you're signing Klay Thompson back, you are filling in the rest of the roster with very low level, mostly minimum guys.
Right.
That's true whether he gets 25 or 20. That's just true, period. So if that's the case, I do wonder why are so many of you seemingly playing mock GM and doing the whole, well, I'd give him this, but I wouldn't give him that. It is largely, for me, it's the same smell. It's all the same thing. That's why I asked Bobby Marks, if they re-sign Clay, can they also afford to go on the open market and make a trade for a big-time player? And he firmly stated, no. No, they cannot. Okay, fine. So now I know. It's either to Clay or not to Clay.
Right.
That's the question. It's not micromanaging how many dollars it is. It's either just a yes or a no. 20, 25, 26, 24, whatever. Not my money. You either are committing to him and filling in with other little people, or you're not committing to him and you're going to then have the ability for some maneuverability to totally change the roster.
Right. And if you don't commit to him and you take that salary slot and you spend it on other players, I wonder if you can get a free agent to come in here for whatever that would be. And it's still the same amount of money, 20 or 25 yep. or whatever the number is to keep you below the tax threshold. Unless Joe Lacob decides after all of his ruminations and he takes time away and he says, you know what? I am doing $400 million again. Let's bring Clay back and let's take Chris Paul's salary slot and let's bring in another $30 million a year guy and let's just go way over the tax again. I don't see that happening.
Doubtful. No, I think the...
For a 10 seed.
Yeah, the willingness to... Well, but that was this year. That's over.
Yeah.
You got to project. You got to project forward. And so, if there's a big move, it's a trade. It's not free agency. We'll see who comes available. And I do think that Joe Lacob could be wooed into saying yes to some things that as of now we're assuming he won't. That's on the table, if you ask me. Chris in San Jose with Willard and Dibbs. Heidi Watney coming up in about 20 minutes. Apple TV Plus, Giants, Diamondbacks, Friday night. Hey, Chris, what's up?
What's going on, gentlemen? Happy Friday. Willard, Divers. Before, you know, I know you guys like to use your doctorate in playing devil's advocate occasionally, but if you'll give me a second, just rock with me here.
Okay.
We're talking about Clay. I mean, it's a very, you could talk about Wiggins, Draymond, but while we're on the topic of Clay, I'll just stick to that. It's a nuanced situation, in my opinion, but it's also a very clear situation. To me, the clear situation is that if you're going to bring Clay back right off into the sunset with the big three, you're simply not going to do anything as a team. You know, whether, like you said, it's not our money, 2 for 40, 2 for 48, whatever it is. Either way, if he's a guy who you're counting on to be your number two or number three scorer in today's NBA while not playing defense, you're going to struggle, especially in the Western Conference. You know, I can take it a little further. His ego, you know, even though he went to the bench, that first game he went to the bench, he had about 6 shots in 3 minutes. So he's never going to get rid of that chip on his shoulder. And regardless of what you pay him, he's not going to be able to slide into that role and be an effective two or three anymore if the goal is to compete for a title. You know, and you want to talk about other teams. I've heard people throw around the Mavericks a lot. They're paying, I think, Tim Hardaway $16 million a year. He's giving them 15 points a game with better defense than Clay plays at times, even though it's not great. So you think another team who is on the edge of contention is going to give him 2 for $48 million? I don't think so. I mean, unless a team is desperate or, you know, like in Orlando, who's trying to maybe win a playoff series.
That's the deal, though, Chris. Yeah, there are desperate teams out there. And I'll just defer to what Bobby Marks says and every other NBA voice, by the way, that I hear, that these offers apparently are being prepared. Everyone expects it. You could be right. Maybe they won't come. Maybe we'll be surprised. But I do think those offers are going to be out there. The rest of what you have to say, Chris, I largely agree with most of what you're saying. And I know that Klay Thompson is in a completely – thank you so much, Chris – in a completely different stratosphere when it comes to the – emotional connection with the organization.
Right.
I get that. But I think it's important to remember the Warriors are very, very willing. This front office, this ownership group, they are willing to be cutthroat. They absolutely are. Like, do you know who at that time, like, again, not in the same stratosphere as Clay because that's a career thing. But in the moment, the Warriors were recent champions. And there were players on the team who fans loved. Their names were Harrison Barnes and Andrew Bogut. And they were champions. And they had also just been a part of a 73-win basketball team. Like, I'm telling you, that was the deal. Those were our guys. And the Warriors kicked them in the rear end as fast as they could. A bunch of them got on a plane together and flew across the country to woo in their replacement. And they did. I think that's important to remember. The Warriors, like Mike Dunleavy said yesterday, is never a wrong time to make the right decision. I totally believe that they are willing to let Clay walk if these conversations don't go right.
Yes, but that's not the same as, you know, making a hard trade and trying to upgrade your roster with Kevin Durant. This would be, a cost-cutting move. It would be
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Situation where Clay is going to get more on the open market than they're willing to pay. And it comes down to me to a little bit of a pay the piper conversation, because you don't, if you don't want to be over the tax anymore, if you don't want to be a repeater, you don't want to be in that second apron, maybe you're okay being in the first apron, but you still want to have a team that's somewhat competitive, then hard choices must be made.
I mean,
and that's partly why you're going to make a decision on Kevon Looney. And we don't talk a lot about that, but it seems like they're not going to have Kevon around anymore. His guarantee is only partial. It's $3 million. So Kevon is probably going to be one of those hard decisions. And a guy you love, a three-time champ, and you're just going to probably end up cutting him June 30th and give him $3 million guaranteed and let him go out there and go where he goes.
I think the Clay thing is comparable. I really, really do. I know that he is right there alongside Steph and Dre with the emotional connect. But if people think about what I just said and go, but that was for Durant, this is what I'm talking about. Play this out in your head. Just imagine, because these things can happen. And we've already talked about it a little bit. I've heard it from multiple places that there's something going on with the Timberwolves and Karl Anthony Towns. There just is. And if they don't have a great playoff run in them, then Minnesota is going to be taking and making calls. Doesn't mean he's going to be traded. I don't know. But it's possible. So just let's say the Warriors have the package that Minnesota wants. They're able to put this together. They're able to acquire Karl Anthony Towns. That is on the table. Minnesota loses 2 weeks from now to the Suns, and those conversations all happen in the month of May. And the Warriors have sort of like, okay, here's the basis for what we'll do. So the Warriors know that by the time the month of June rolls around. Okay. You're willing to let Clay walk? You get Karl Anthony Towns in another trade, but it means that you cannot afford to even offer Clay 20 or 25
right,
or whatever.
Of course you're willing to.
Are you letting him walk?
Of course.
Okay. Well,
and
there you go.
I think you're letting him walk anyway, unless he's willing to.
Well, he might be doing the walking as it currently
and
stands.
And if Bobby Marks is right, who joined us yesterday from ESPN, if he's getting 25 to 30, it's a no.
You know, what I'm talking about, like, we're already at a spot where I don't know what Clay's going to demand. But at the same time, the Warriors could get, there are things that could happen out there that lead to the Warriors not even making him an offer at all.
Right.
That's what I'm saying, and I think that they would do it if they felt like there was a home run out there, unlikely though it may be. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. Upgrade your savings, dividend, open a First NorCal First Class Money Market today. Mike and Arinda. Hey, Mike, what's up? What you doing?
Hey guys, running errands, trying to pay my taxes late. So, but I'm here listening to you guys instead of getting work done.
Perfect. I heard running. You know what? My lovely sent me a little video on Instagram last night about running errands, and actually said, like, I don't want to get too far in the weeds here, but you know all the just anxiety and depression that we have in our world right now. The guy was like, the reason so many people are anxious and depressed is because we're all so in touch with our feelings now, and everybody's talking about it all day long. How you feeling? How you feeling? Are you okay? How are you feeling? Tell me about your feelings. How would you describe your feelings? He goes, the best thing you can do when you're feeling some kind of way, go run errands. Just go do stuff and ignore it, because whatever you ignore dies. So good job, Mike. You're not depressed.
Yeah. Yeah, but now I've been stuck in my car listening to the discourse on Clay, and I'm depressed again.
Oh, sorry about that. Yeah. My fault.
So here, I was like, I came in with the call thinking, like, who else are you going to get? Like, you know, the market for a valid second scorer is probably a price higher than we're talking about Clay here. But as you guys were talking about this, I mean, as much as I hate it and as much as I love the man, I think you got to let him go. And then, you know, maybe it's not the prototypical scorer that Clay was or has been. But, I mean, shoot, like, if Jonathan Kuminga had an entire season of just, like, everyone behind him and supporting him, I mean, we've seen where that ceiling can go. He was the second scorer for a while. And Pods is playing out of his mind, too. And so I just keep going back to that, like, we're not young enough. We're not athletic enough. We need a big. And as much as I want Clay, I think the way you guys are talking about, whether it's 20 or 25 or 30, I think we have to let him go, because otherwise we can't develop the team that I think we can develop.
Well, here's what I don't know, Dibs, how you feel about this. Mike, thanks. For me, there's no way to get to a definitive opinion yet. We should let him walk. You should keep him. We're going to do this for a couple of months without knowing what the other options are. Now, I heard Evan say this earlier where he's like, that's the linchpin. You got to keep Clay or let him walk, and then that leads to everything else. Then you can decide what else you're going to do. I disagree. I don't think Clay is your first order of business. Your first order of business is finding out what else is available.
Of course.
And if there's something special available, then you're willing to move on from Clay Thompson. If there isn't something special available, then you absolutely want to keep Clay, because
you have no choice.
Well,
at that point.
It's like, I feel like a lot of you are like, get rid of Clay. And it's like, but what if no one else is available? Then you're literally moving on from someone whose skill set is exactly what you need. And you're moving on from him just because of a concept. Like, we'd like to get younger. Well, and if that person right. doesn't exist out there, then you're just going to still let Clay walk for no good reason.
Well, it's also for a contract as well as it is a concept. So if none of these special things come to pass and you wind up in the end of June and early July and you don't have any other option and Clay is going to get 28 or 30 from someone else, well, then you can't do that. You got to move off
it. I guess. But again, this is going to be a likely going to be a 2-year deal. Therefore, it can't be an albatross contract. You would play next year, become an expiring deal. No big deal. It's something that you can move out of if it comes to that down the road. Just doesn't bother me that much how much you pay the guy. It's a matter of what else is available. And if something else is available and Clay's presence would prevent that, okay. But if that's not available, I'm not moving off of him just because I'm annoyed and I don't buy that he's blocking Jonathan Kuminga. Like, that's going to, for until we get those answers, I will simply say, for the moment, I'd rather have Clay on the team than not, but the responsibility's got to go down. The pressure on their shoulders, the ask on a nightly basis has to go down, and Jonathan Kuminga's has got to go up, and that can happen together, I believe.
It can, but if that's all you have, then you're probably going to wind up in the same spot next year that you are this year.
You might,
And that
might be the best they can do.
Well, if that's the case, then I'd rather move off him knowing that the second year of that deal, which would be next year, is going to put you in more of a tight spot as far as adding players. Because it absolutely would.
I don't know that it would.
Steph's contract goes up, and Andrew's still here, and Draymond's goes up,
Clay's
still here.
No, Wiggins is not still here.
Well, yeah, because you weren't able to do anything with Wiggins, anything special this offseason.
Oh, that's likely. That's likely. I don't, like, Wiggins, I believe, is very, very likely done. And that may not mean a special acquisition.
But what are you going to get back for him?
I don't know. It might not be great. Like, my point is, a special acquisition, I've given you sort of what I think is something.
A really impactful player, like, a guy who can be your number two.
But it might
also be your number one.
But in terms of what the Warriors can offer for that, like, it would be great if they could package Wiggins along with a Moody and a bunch of picks, and that somehow wooed a team to get off of a big time player. That would be wonderful. But that might not be available. If that's not available, I still think Wiggins is getting moved for something that's not sexy. Might just be Andrew for your $22 million guy that you don't like. It might be that. But I do believe that if you just kind of read and listen to what everyone said over the last couple of days, the Warriors would like to trade Andrew Wiggins. I think they think he's the one who's in Kuminga's way, not Clay.
Of course, Clay's not in Kuminga's way at all, I don't think. Even if you look at it in terms of him being the number two scorer, Kuminga can supplant him by getting better. The biggest issue with replacing Clay is what you talked about and what Steve mentioned is you already don't have enough shooting. You've got Steph and Clay and nobody else who can really shoot the three. Andrew shot the next most threes on your team, and Andrew Wiggins is not a great three-point shooter. And Kuminga's three ball is one that you wouldn't want to see very often.
Not ready.
Draymond's great in the first quarter, but that's it. And Pods was good early, and then he became pretty erratic, and Moses Moody can't shoot the three. And don't even get me started about Kevon Looney. And
yeah, he can.
Moses is fine.
Moses can shoot the three. On this team,
he's not a great three-point shooter.
None of them are.
That's the point.
And the problem. Right. Yes, I'm in total agreement. John in the city. Hey, John, you're on with Willard and Dibs. What's up?
Hey, guys, how are you? Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, man.
Hey, this sounds ridiculous, and I know. But how about the Warriors draft or sign as a free agent, Bronny James, then bring in his dad for the league minimum for $1.6 million?
That's what I'm talking about. Let's go.
Sounds wonderful. Is everybody on the same page?
Well, LeBron is. He said, money's not the issue if I can play with my son.
Right. I mean, I know he said that. I don't know if that means the minimum. I don't know.
Well, the guy's worth a billion dollars.
I know, but we do that to these rich people all the time. You've already got money. You don't need more. We could say the same to Klay Thompson.
Well, true. If I did, and if that happened, I would say so long to Klay, and unfortunately say so long to Draymond, because you don't need Draymond and LeBron. And then you have, you know, you've cleared your salary cap, and, you know, hey, you never know.
How are you going about saying goodbye to Draymond?
You're going to trade him.
Yeah. I mean, again.
Trade him.
So, John, thanks. Fun call, fun idea.
Love it.
Trade him! You got to get a lot of people to agree to a lot of different things.
Draymond, go bye-bye.
Let's trade Draymond. Okay, to who? Are they okay with
Orlando?
Or are we just allowed, because we're the Warriors, are we just allowed to be like, so we've traded Draymond Green to you, and you're not allowed to say no. You know what I mean? LeBron's got to agree to this. I would think half the reason... Maybe Bronny is most of the reason, but if LeBron, let's play this fantasy land, if LeBron wanted to come to the Warriors for the minimum, you think he wants Draymond gone?
Probably not.
No, he doesn't.
And, I mean, as much as the Warriors would love to have LeBron here, even on that minimum deal, do you really want to have Bronny with him? Because Bronny, and I apologize to Lucas, who is a USC guy.
Fight on.
Bronny's not very good at basketball. And you'd be asking him to come in and play basketball.
You set that up as if it was a controversial statement. It's an obvious one.
I'm just apologizing to the USC member of our show.
Don't apologize to me. He didn't do anything good for us.
Yeah, he's not ready to be in the NBA.
He'll never be ready to be in the NBA.
He's in the portal now anyway. So
Happy trails,
USC.
He's not as good as his little brother, who is a junior in high school.
Right. But
who's worried about the prom right
now. But does that matter to LeBron? Nor would it matter to an NBA team. Will you stick Bronny on your bench to have LeBron? Of course you would.
Much like Thanasis, he's a Bucks, right?
Yeah.
Is he not?
Yes, he is.
Missed a dunk a couple weeks ago. Thanasis with one of the worst dunks of the year. I don't know if you saw that clip.
I mean.
It's pretty bad.
Yeah. Like, sure. You draft you for a non-guarantee in the second round and put you on the bench and play next to your dad. Let's do it. Why not?
Boy.
But
Bronny, get me my baby powder.
That sounds like complete fantasy land. But it will be interesting to see if LeBron is more sort of like, I don't want to just say true to his word. I don't know exactly what he has said, but he has intimated a number of times that that's his priority. Is there a way to make it happen? Would the Warriors be the only one interested? Doubtful. If the Lakers get swept by the Nuggets, is it time to give up and move on? I don't know. I got no idea the way that one's going to play out.
Right.
That one's at a big fork in the road. So, fun idea, though.
Yeah. Always a fun idea. As fun as the Milwaukee Flames out and the Warriors get Giannis idea.
Actually,
equally whimsical.
I think the LeBron one is a touch more likely.
Oh, for sure.
Than the Giannis
for
one.
For sure.
Yeah. But I hear.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.